Hey guys, we're back with Wayne Allen Root here to wrap up the Cornell Economics Report. We got about 10 minutes in this segment, so Wayne, I'd like you to say as much as you possibly can on this issue. You are very, very, I would have to say, enthusiastic about your cause. Tell us why.
Well, you know, I came out 2 years ago, and I wrote a new book called The Great Patriot Protest Book, Protest and Boycott Book, and it became a number one bestseller. Came out 18 months ago, became a number one bestseller, and I listed the 116 worst woke companies in America that really spit in the face of conservatives and hate us, and why are you making them rich? Why are you spending your money with them? And from now on, boycott them and protest them. That's The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. And it became a number one bestseller, and since that time, those companies have lost over $1 trillion in market cap on Wall Street. Their value's gone down by over $1 trillion. So I led the battle against the woke, and today it's probably the greatest battle in America. I came out with a new book 2 months ago called The Great Patriot Boycott Book, and it's all the great companies that you can buy from safely, proudly. You can say these are good companies run by conservatives, patriots, and Christians, and I listed 128 of them, and President Trump last month came out and endorsed the book and said what a fantastic book it was, and everybody should follow Wayne's strategy and buy Wayne's book, and I'm very proud to say that. So my book is available now in hardcover, it's available in paperback, it's available for the first time as of a few days ago in an audio book, and you can get all of them at Amazon.com. They carry all three, as well as Kindle, by the way, so all four at Amazon.com. It's The Great Patriot Boycott Book, and you might want to buy it as a set with The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. And it shows you all the companies to avoid from now on and all the good companies to go to spend your money, because my belief is I never want to defund the police, but I sure want to defund the left. And this is how we do it. This is how you fund and reward the right, the good guys who like you and support you, and you defund and punish the companies that are run by leftists, communists, socialists, Marxists, who hate America, and every time you buy a product from them, they use the money to support a terrible person in the Democrat Party that will destroy our country. So The Great Patriot Boycott Book.
Yeah, it's fantastic, and I think you're beginning to see the results of this type of pressure with Anheuser-Busch, somewhat on Disney. You know, Disney has lost, I've been reading, $900 million on their last few film releases because of the woke agenda. And I think their ABC Disney is probably the biggest target that you could actually change direction in America if you could put conservatives to push against that company alone. You would make a big difference. And I'm starting to see some some cracks in the dam from the left control and a corporate control that really has funded these progressive ideologies. How do you see that, these corporations integrating into this entire progressive agenda that's undermining social cultural norms in America?
Well, I mean, I keep saying to people, you know, 3 hours a day I'm on my national radio show, and 1 hour a day on Lindell TV, and then 1 hour on the weekends on Real America's Voice. So you're talking about thousands and thousands of words that spew out of my mouth, and I'm trying to explain to people how and why we've got this horrible problem, this woke problem in America. Why would corporations purposely want to commit economic suicide? Why would a CEO want to commit suicide when they know that, you know, 0.5% of America is transgender and 99% of their customers are good people that go to church and don't believe in this nonsense? And I think the answer is, it's number one, it's demonic. I do believe, and I'm not the most religious guy in the world, and I'm starting to see there is God and there is the devil. And I'm telling you, Satan is running free in America right now, and he has brainwashed the left. And these guys who run these corporations are either brainwashed and they're part of the crew, you know, they're part of the team with Satan, or they're just scared to death of the people that maybe fund them and give them most of their money, like BlackRock. They're scared to death to ever go against them, and they're possessed. They're demonic. But this is demonic. There's something about this that feels like Satan, and it's crazy. And you're not talking to a super religious guy, but I'm telling you that this is evil all around us. This transgender agenda and flying pride flags and Pride Month all day long. I don't notice any straight month. I don't notice any months for white straight males. I don't notice any white straight flags. I'd be a racist if I proposed those, but it's okay to have black flags and a black national anthem and a black entertainment television network and transgender brainwashing and Pride Month. I don't get it. You know, I can only say they're all committing suicide, and they're doing it because either they're demonic or they're scared to death of BlackRock, or all the CEOs live in big cities like L.A. and New York and San Francisco, and everybody around them is an extreme radical liberal, and they're demonic, by the way, and they just don't want to go to a party and have someone say to them or their wife, your husband is representing a company that hates gay people, and we're never going to buy from you again, and we hate you, and you're not invited to this party. Leave the room. They're so scared of what people around them think. Elitists who went to Harvard and Princeton and Yale and Columbia, they're so scared. And I went to Columbia, by the way. I am an Ivy Leaguer, but I knew even then when I went to Columbia, everyone around me was a communist. Every classmate I had bragged that they were a communist and they hated America. And it's only gotten worse. And now you almost can't get into an Ivy League school unless you are black, Latino, gay, or transgender. They don't want white people at an Ivy League school anymore. Unbelievable. And if you think Wayne Root's making that one up, Princeton just bragged that their latest freshman class is 68% of color. Yeah. I would guess the other 30% is gay. So if you're a white straight male, you have no place to go to an Ivy League college ever again. Our country's gone mad, guys. And there's no question we got to fight back.
Let me throw one more thought on this, and it really has to do with the top, the push down from the federal government. When you have an administration that uses the Justice Department, that uses the IRS, the EPA, that uses the SEC to push regulations on these corporations, they're scared to death to break some of those DEI, those diversity, equity, inclusion rules that are put in place for fear of retribution and actually an attack by the government. And I think that, you know, everybody called on the left, the Democrats continually called Donald Trump a fascist, but a fascist does not deregulate. He deregulated on a massive scale, and what we're seeing is the complete opposite by this integration with corporations being influenced by the federal government to put regulations in place using these federal agencies in order to intimidate these corporations. And I do agree with you, in these centralized urban blue places, the advertising agencies, the media, everybody pushes a certain agenda, and there's a certain group that are just stuck. They don't feel any way out.
Well, don't forget, when you mentioned the federal government, it's money, too. It's money, too. Yes. The federal government pays corporations to be liberal and will never pay you to be conservative, and they give gifts to you. I mean, good example is the vaccine. Very few people understand that Health and Human Services, HHS, agency of our United States federal government, with your taxpayer money, gave billions of dollars away to the media to never say anything negative about the COVID vaccine. So the media of America was bribed by the government to never say anything about the people dying or injured from the COVID vaccine. So I'm sure the media is paying, the government is paying woke corporations to be woke. I'm sure they're finding a way to give them gigantic federal funding and federal contracts only if they're woke and only if, you know, 90% of their hires are minorities or gay. You know, all of this is going on right in front of us under our noses.
Okay, Jim, absolutely. I want to give you the final word on this. I want to say that our program is based on telling both sides of every single story. The most important story in America today really is what we've been talking about with Wayne Allen Root. Do I believe it 100%? That doesn't matter. My purpose and Jim's purpose is to provide both sides of every story. Jimmy, you got a minute left to wrap this up.
Well, I just want to really thank Wayne Allen Root, and of course I want people to go to his website and head to Root for America. Go to the Great Patriot Boycott book. Buy that, get that back up on the number one list, and start actually making the change that is necessary to save this nation. Wayne, we've got like 15 seconds left. And I just want you to say, you know, to reach out to our audience and say what you got to say just to finish this up.
Thanks, Jim. You'll just, you know, listen and watch and learn and be educated and don't be ignorant and don't be a low information voter. Go to root4america.com and check out my TV shows, my radio shows, and my book, The Great Patriot Boycott Book. God bless America. Thank you guys for having me on.
Thank you. stand up and make a difference.
There we go. Thanks, Wayne.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.